Tide Eater and Manchester Yud Tet Yud Tosh Nain Zayin Reb Zeev Davis.
Could you read it for me? Shkai, thank you. Jeez. That is enough. Good morning. The topic today, as you'll see from the sheets which have been given out, so you can look inside or just listen, whether you wish to view it as Biksav or Baal Peh, everything is fine. Selected halachas and insights into Nesias Kapayim. So I'm not a Kohen, so I have no vested interest, except I do, because I receive the brachas of Nesias Kapayim whenever there's duchening, so of course I have vested interest. But it's far more than that. I did mention already last time I spoke that somebody had made this innocent comment, not meaning any harm at all. They asked what we're up to, and I said, in a share that I give weekly, what halachas we're up to, and I said, Nesias Kapayim. He thought, well, that's not such an interesting subject, really. And I said, Adarabah, every subject is meridic when you go into it properly. And the more I've gone into Nesias Kapayim, both on the weekly share I give on Wednesday night and now preparing for this year, which is a lot of extra preparation, I get more and more excited and amazed at how much teichen there is. So Chazal have a loshon, Megale Tefach Mechaset Fochayim. I hope we can at least be Megale, at least a tippo of what there is here. Tremendous depth and meaning here. So to start with, we know that the Tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Pesukim in Parshas Noso, which I've put on the sheet here. The few Pesukim of Nesias Kapayim that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to Aaron and his sons to say, Kosev Baruch Es B'nei Yisrael Omer Elohim. This is how you should bench B'nei Yisrael Omer Elohim. Say to them the following, the three Pesukim of Birkas Kehanim, and then the end, V'somu Eshmiah B'nei Yisrael V'ani Avorachim. Hashem says they should put my name on B'nai Yisrael and I will bench them as well. So we'll see in Yitz Hashem what this means. So, as a hakdomo, number two on the sheets is just a few cut and paste from the Orach HaShulchan. Just go through it together. The Orach HaShulchan says like this, Mitzvah Saseishel Al Kohanim Lavorech Es Yisrael. It's a Mitzvah Saseifah Kohanim to give the bracha to Kal Yisrael Shenema, as it says, Kosev Baruch Es B'nei Yisrael. Thus shall you give a bracha to B'nei Yisrael. So it's a Mitzvah Saseim in our Torah. V'chiv Zehu Tumidi, it's continual. Gam Bizmanazeh, even in this time, it's not totally on the Beis HaMikdosh. Obviously, at the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, it was completely different, on a completely different level, different dimension, because they said it b'shem ha-meferosh, it was absolutely different. But afal pi kein, nowadays, it's still a mitzvah min ha-Torah, according to most deos, very, very choshuv. The Rambam, in Reish Hilchos Tefilo, mono b'minyan ha-mitzvos. The Rambam enumerates this as one of the mitzvahs min ha-Torah, even bizman hazeh. So it's a very, very important mitzvah. Just derech agav, it's not mentioned here, but the words say, words in the end of the first line on top, you see it says, Omer Elohim, say to them. The Targum says, Kadyemrun Loch, when they tell you. And from here, the halacha is based that the Kohanim have to be instructed in order to have to be told, go and give the bracha. And that's normally achieved by the Chazan announcing Kohanim when he says it out loud. But any such instruction puts the Kohen in the position where he now has the mitzvah to do. And if he's not actually told to do it, he hasn't got a chiv to do it. Just derech agav. The next little bit in the quote from Orach HaShulchan, which is Halacha Gimel, and he says like this, it's a quote from the Gemara in Sotah, a Maimah. Sorry? If there's one Kohen, one doesn't say it, because Kohanim in plural, that's right, but still one, so he has to be told to give the duchening, otherwise he hasn't got the chiv, they could still do it. Yes, very good. So, Gimel, it's Halacha Gimel from the Orach HaShulchan, in this Seif, It's a quote from the Gemara in Sota, Maimah of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Gemara in Sota there, Daf Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes, has a lot of Maamorim of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, a lot, not all, to do with Birkas Kohanim, and each one in its own right requires a lot of thought and understanding. So how do we know, from where do we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misaveh, he longs, he desires Birkas Kohanim. How do we know that? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, V'somu eshmi'al b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avorachem. Hashem says, put my name on Klal Yisrael, give them Birkas Kohanim, and I will be mevorech them as well. So we see that Tola HaKosov HaDovo Bohen Liyos Brochozu Simas Shmal Moy, that this Broch of Kohanim is put in such a way in the Pasuk that it's placing Hashem's name on Hashem's people, Klal Yisrael, and us. Says Rashi, a remarkable thing. It's not for our benefit, it's kiviyochol for Hashem's benefit. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what Rabbi Shimon Levi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu longs for and desires this Birkas Kohanim. He's waiting for it to happen, he's looking forward to it so much, kiviyochol, because kiviyochol he wants it for himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the pleasure of endorsing the Birkas Kohanim. All right, we'll see a bit more about this in a minute. So the Orach HaShulchan quotes the Gemara in Chulin that there are two opinions in the words Va'ani Avorachem. What does it actually mean? I will give them a brocha. Who is the recipient of this brocha from Hashem? So we see, I'll just go through it, Ba'alpeh, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, we see that the Kohanim give a brocha to Klal Yisrael, to the non-Kohanim. Well, what about the Kohanim themselves? Who gives them a brocha? V'ani avorachem, says Hashem. You give your brocha, the brocha to Klal Yisrael on my behalf, v'ani avorachem, and I will give them a brocha. Rabbi Akiva says, you don't need that. First of all, he says, v'ani avorachem means Hashem says, you give the brocha, I will endorse the brocha. I will be happy with it and endorse it. Then who gives the Kohanim the brocha? That's already long beforehand established, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, v'avorecha mevorechecha, I will give a brocha to those who give you a brocha. As Memela, Kohanim give Klal Yisrael a brocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Kohanim a brocha automatically. So that we know from there. So v'ani avorecheim is not needed to say that Hashem gives the Kohanim a brocha. That's automatic from the days of Avraham Avinu. So what does it mean? V'ani avorachem, Hashem says, I will endorse the brocha that the Kohanim give you. So this, according to Rabbi Akiva, it comes out that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is longing for and craving for this brocha that the Kohanim are going to give to Klal Yisrael, he then comes along and endorses it. So this helps us to understand what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really, it's difficult for us to say it, but he's longing for this to occur. So how can we understand this? These are amazing words in the brocha. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi says this. So I think Poshut Pshat is probably that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Kohanim to give a brocha to Klal Yisrael, and they do it, what greater nachas is there for a father than to see shalom amongst his children who are going in the way that the father wants them to go? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the Kohanim, one chelek of Klal Yisrael, giving the brocha to another chelek. That's at mamash nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is what I want, v'ani avorachem, and therefore I endorse the brocha to all of Klal Yisrael. Just derech agav, in this difference of opinion between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva on the V'ani Avorachem, according to Rabbi Akiva, we might say it works out even better. Because the Loshon HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, V'avorecho mevorechecho mekalelcho or, we remember that the order of events in the two contrasting things of Brocha and Klolo is reversed. Hashem says, I will give a brocha to those who give you a brocha. Hashem's brocha comes first. Mekalelcha, if somebody gives a klala, only afterwards, I will give a klala. So we see that by a brocha, Hashem is already makdim. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, if the Kohanim are going to give a brocha to Klal Yisrael, so according to Rabbi Akiva, they get a brocha from Va'avorcha Mavorechecha. So they get the brocha even before they've given the brocha, and that must be machzik, the brocha that they can give to Klal Yisrael as well. That's not even better. Okay, Rabbi Bernstein, we're doing very well, Baruch Hashem. We're up to paragraph number 3, which is a few words taken from the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah. You notice I put Hilchos Tefillah stroke Nesias Kapayim, because the Halachos of Duchening are sort of submerged at the end of Hilchos Tefillah in the Rambam, and it suddenly changes its name, but it's like it's still Perek Tesvov at the end of Hilchos Tefillah. So the Rambam says like this. There are 6 things, Shishod Dvorim Moinim Nesias Kapayim, which can prevent a Kohen from being eligible to Duchen. And he lists them, Haloshen, Vamumin, Va'avero, Vahashonim, Vahayayin, Vatumas HaYodayim. Now I put Tumas HaYodayim in bold letters because that is something we're going to spend quite a bit of time talking about in Yetz Hashem. So a list of 6 things, we won't spend time on that. So we'll jump straight away to the next paragraph, which is under number 3, it's Halacha Vov. He says, if a Kohen didn't have any of these factors which prevents him, hamoinim nesias kapayim, which would stop him from duchening, right? He didn't have any of these problems. Even if he's not a chochem, he's not medakti b'mitzvos, it's going from bad to worse. People complained about him, speak about him. Well, his business dealings were not so he should still duchen, and people shouldn't stop him. Alright, this, nowadays, you know, people would frown on this. How can you let such a person duchen? Rambam says clearly, yes, he should duchen. This is a mitzvah to say for every single kohen who is fit for nesias kapayim. There are things which would exclude him, as the Rambam says, a list of 6 different things. But if he hasn't got any of those major problems, then he should duchen. And we don't say ve'enem lo l'odem rosho hosef resha v'timon v'yamanam in a mitzvah. We don't tell somebody because he's not so good as he should be. We don't tell him do another aveira, as it were, by refraining from the mitzvah of duchening.
I can't visualize if he's the only kohen. How can it be a bracha if he duchens?
If he's the only kohen, how can it be a bracha if he duchens? Excellent question, and the Rambam has the answer for you in the very next paragraph. Thank you. Val tatama, don't be surprised. V'toma matol brichas hedyotzer. What's the point of a bracha from this hedyot? Hedyot we normally take on as somebody who's not a great Talmud Chacham, an ordinary person. Here, hedyot is somebody who maybe is not what we would class as doing the right thing. We're not talking about major averas. There are certain definite exclusions. For example, somebody who has murdered somebody else cannot duchen, and the others as well, right? We're not going to that now. But in general, somebody who's not so medaktic in Torah mitzvahs, a kohen, he can still duchen. So mechalel Shabbos befarhesia is state kloin halacha, he should not duchen. As I state, because Mechal Shabbos Vahesia is a very, very serious thing. But somebody who's not so particular, Beino Bein Atzma, or as you see, even in his business dealings, maybe he's not so good. We're not condoning this lack of correctness on his part. But what the Rambam is telling us very clearly is this doesn't exclude him from Birkas Kohanim. Because he's done wrong in certain things, we don't tell him to refrain from doing another mitzvah. Adrab will be telling him to do it. And we'll see in Yitzhak Shem shortly how important this is. So, first of all, the Rambam explains, what's the point of this person duchening? As the question was asked here, supposing he's the only Kohen, what's the point of it? She'en kibbul habrocha toloi b'kohanim. The kibbul brocha is not toloi on the kohanim. It doesn't depend on the kohanim. They are the ones who are in the instruments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'nema, v'somu es shmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avorachem. Hashem says, you put my name on Klal Yisrael, you say the brochas, and I will give the brochas. So we see it's not dependent exactly on the kohanim. They have to do their job, but it's not dependent on their qualifications, as it were, as long as they're not disqualified. Hakohanim oisim mitzvoson shen itztavu bo, as long as the kohanim do what they've been told to do by Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu berachamov mavorech es Yisrael kechefza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his rachamim, he gives the brocha to Klal Yisrael as he wishes to do. Okay, so let's just move back to what we said before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misaveh to the Birchas Kohanim. And let's also throw in here as well, the Nusach HaBrocha is Levorech HaSemo Yisrael Be'ahavo is the Nusach HaBrocha, the love, and I think maybe it goes in the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, the love Kohanim have to have for Klal Yisrael as well, the love between Odom L'Chaveiro, the Ahavo, and all this goes together. So this Yid, who's not so medakti b'mitzvahs, so we're going to Cholila push him out. The Rambam says, no, Chas V'Sholem, he's got a Chiv to Duchen, let him Duchen as well, and maybe Derech Agav through that as well, he'll become a bit nearer to the right Derech as well. But certainly he's part of Klal Yisrael, and his Hashem has told him as well to be the conduit for the Brocha for Klal Yisrael. Really good. Now, that's like just a general introduction to put in context a little bit what Birchas Kohanim is all about. It's not just a procedure that we do, it's very nice. We have a duchening in Chutz Haaretz, Ashkenazim, only on Yom Tov. Yeah, very nice, but there's tremendous goings on here. HaKadosh Baruch is misave for this, and he's longing for it, and he's going to give us the bracha through the Kohanim. So this already elevates a little bit our understanding of Birkas Kohanim. If there is no Kohen, so are they mechuv to look for a Kohen? Yeah, there is definitely a point, because it's a mitzvah to have duchening, and it's a mitzvah for Kohen to duchen. Right, it's a separate question if a Kohen has already duchen that day, is it not mechuyev to duchen again, especially if it's the same tefillah, but that's not the subject for now. I mean, I didn't tell you at the beginning, the Hilchus Nesias Kapayim in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Kof Ches, has got 45 se'ifim. It's a massive simon. So we're just going to be scraping the surface today. So that's a hakdomo, and I'd like to focus on one of the halachas. We'll see how it goes time-wise, maybe we'll do more, not sure. But we'll start with this one anyway for today. The halacha that the Kohanim have to wash their hands before duchening. Now this is a classic example of one of those things that we all know is done, but how much do we know about it? And how much do we understand the significance of it? So let's go. Be'ezras Hashem. First of all, the Gemara in Sota, again, is the makor of this. V'omar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, number 4. V'omar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol kohen shelo nochal yodov lo yiso es kapov. Any kohen who hasn't washed his hands shouldn't duchen. Shenema, as the posuk says, is based on the posuk, v'su'udeichim kodesh uvoruch es Hashem. What does this mean? Su'u yadeichem, lift your hands, that's Nesias Kapayim. Duchening, remember, the Kohanim raise their hands. We learn it from Aaron HaKohen, V'yisra Aaron Es Yodov, to give the bracha to Klal Yisrael. Su'u yadeichem kodesh. Kodesh is kiddush yodayim v'raglayim, was in the Beis HaMikdosh. To be mekadesh yodayim means to wash the hands in preparation for the mitzvah. Su'u yadeichem, when the Kohanim are going to duchen kodesh, they have to wash their hands. And then uvorchu es Hashem, give the bracha Es Hashem. Okay. Why is it Baruch Es Hashem? I was stuck on this for quite some time, and I didn't find anybody who spoke about it. Because surely, if the Posuk is referring to Birchas Kohanim, just like the Posuk in Noso says, Kos Baruch Es B'nei Yisrael. It doesn't say Kos Baruch Es Hashem. Kos Baruch Es B'nei Yisrael. So surely this Posuk should have said, if it's to do with Birchas Kohanim, Sudeichim Kodesh Baruch Es Yisrael. So Baruch Es Hashem, very interesting here. So one way out of it might be that in one or two places, Tosfos, for example, where he quotes this posuk in the Gemara there, he actually doesn't quote the whole posuk. He just says Su'udeichem Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, so that makes it easier. Baruch Hu, give the bracha, which means that when you need to give a bracha of any sort, you should be prepared for it, and the preparation is Netilas Yadayim. The S can mean with, very good, that's pshat, which occurred to me as well, absolutely right. Baruch Hu Es Hashem, with Hashem, which fits in very nicely with what we said, that the Kohanim give a bracha, v'ani avorachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endorses it. Still doesn't quite hit the target, but we're on the way, Yetz Hashem. If we think back to what we said a few minutes ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misave for this bracha. He longs for Klal Yisrael to do this, for the Kohanim to give the bracha, and that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel nachas ruach, and through that he gives the bracha to Klal Yisrael, then already we understand, it's ke'ilu, we're taka giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we do the duchening, when the Kohanim give us the bracha, it's like giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said before, there's no greater nachas or bracha for the father when he sees that his children are doing what he wants them to do, and there's shalom amongst them. children sometimes all do the right thing, but there's no shalom amongst them, there's no cohesion. But if here everybody is doing the right thing and there's shalom and avo in Klal Yisrael, that's taka kenzayin a brocha to Hashem. Anyway, Rashi says there in the Gemara, what does it mean? Any kohen who hasn't washed his hands cannot duchen. Says Rashi, shelo not al yodov lifnei aloi soyle duchen, before he goes up to duchen. So Rashi is telling us he's got to wash his hands immediately prior to duchening. This is how everybody understands Rashi. It means takef. Immediately prior to duchening, he must wash his hands, regardless of whatever state his hands are in beforehand. Even if his hands are absolutely toher, it's a special mitzvah for the kohen to wash his hands beforehand. The Rambam, however, seems to learn differently. The Rambam, number 5 here, he learns... Right, so we're going back to the Rambam. At number 3, we had a list of 6 things the Rambam mentions which could invalidate or prevent, disqualify a person, a kohen, from duchening. And one of them is Tumas HaYodayim. So now, what does the Rambam say about Tumas HaYodayim? Ketzad. He says, kohen shelo notales yodov, a kohen who hasn't washed his hands, he doesn't specify when, lo yisro es kapov. He mustn't duchen, but he should wash his hands. Adar perik, he mentions up to the wrist, etc., and then he can duchen. So everybody understands that the Rambam is saying it's not a chiyuv specially to wash your hands immediately prior to duchening. As long as the kohen has washed his hands sometime that morning, which presumably he has, and is not aware they've become tomei, he's not been mesiach das from looking after his hands, then he doesn't need to wash his hands again. Only if there was a Hesech Hadas, he'll have to wash his hands again. That's how they learn the Rambam. So if we go on to the next next page, number 6, come back to this in a minute, the Rashi and the Rambam. The Torah says, interestingly, it's number 6, the Torah, he says, V'yitol yodo v'yvorech al netilas yodayim. He should wash his hands before duchening, and say al netilas yadayim, say a brocha on it as well. Right, we don't passing like that, don't worry, eyebrows raising up high here, we don't passing like that. V'kos of Rambam zal de tzorch litol ad perik v'avodah. Alright, quotes this as well, just like in avodah, the kohanim washed up to the wrist, so we have to do this as well. Okay, number 7, we see there's a basic machlokes rishonim here between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says, lifnei alos eleduchen, which means every time, regardless of the prior state of his hands, there's a chiyuv for the kohen to wash his hands. Whereas the Rambam says, and Rambam is explained as saying, if he's washed his hands early that morning, and he's not aware that they've become tomei, then he doesn't have to wash them again. So halacha lemaisa in the Shulchan Aruch is we respect both of these opinions. We do wash the hands, like Rashi says, but since the Rambam says there's no need, the kohen doesn't make a brocha. So the hands are washed, but without a brocha. Very good. Sorry? Rashi? No, there's no indication in Rashi. Yes, from Rashi, who says it's a special mitzvah immediately prior, takef, he doesn't mention brocha, but it could be assumed that it requires a brocha because it's a special mitzvah to do it. According to the Rambam, it's not a point of a special mitzvah. The point is just make sure his hands are not tomei. And if he knows they're not tomei, he doesn't have to wash them. So there's no special mitzvah to do it. And you can see the Torah says, the Torah is later, so this command, the Chayr is like Rashi, who would learn that the brocha is required. Alright, I agree, it's not muhrach, but that's what would seem to be. Otherwise, where does the Torah take it from? Okay, so that's the basic machlokas about the washing the hands. Now, as I put in bold print there, what about Levim? There's no mention of Levim. Nobody's mentioned Levim yet. We know in practice, Kohanim go out after Kedusha, and the Levim follow them to go and wash their hands. Where's it from? So before we go any further, any volunteers? Why do Levim wash the hands of Kohanim? Like in the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, there is one Mandom who says that, but that's not the main reason. But anybody I've asked, they all say that. So let's have a look, number 8. The Beis Yosef on the Torah. He's got a very long arichus where he explains the shitta of the Rambam and the shitta of Rashi, and then he goes on to say like this. He says, I've seen Ashkenazim and Noig Taka to wash their hands, like Rashi says, immediately prior to Duchening. Even though they've washed their hands earlier that morning, they still wash their hands specially. For Shamati, he says, I've heard Shekein Hoyosim Gankim Bisfarad, in Sfarad. And the Levim were the ones who poured water on them. Says the Beis Yosef, I didn't know why. So if anybody else doesn't know, why you're in good company. Beis Yosef says, I don't know why the Levim do it. Until Baruch Hashem, Shezikani Hashem, Motzosiv, Mefurush, Bemidrash HaZohar, Parshas Nosoi. It's Mefurush, HaZohar HaKadosh, in Parshas Nosoi, that it's the job of the Levim to do it, and there's a very special reason why. Not simply because Levim are Shoris in the Beis HaMikdosh to the Kohanim, but there's a very special reason why Levim do it, which maybe also reflects why Levim are Meshorisim in the Beis HaMikdosh as well. And here in this next box, number 9, is the quote from the Zohar HaKadosh. And it says like this, if it's not the first, it's Kuf Nun Vov, it's the second paragraph. It says like this, Tono, we've learned. A Kohen, the boy the Farsi Yode, a Kohen who wants to do Duchening, boy the Yitosef Kedusha al Kedusha delay. He's got to add Kedusha onto his Kedusha. The boy the Kadshi Yodai, he's got to be Mekadish his hands, meaning he's washed them, but it's all called Kiddush Yodai. Al Yodai the Kadisha, by means of somebody who is Kodesh. Man Yoda the Kadisha, who has got a hand who's called Kodesh? Dolivo, this is the Levi. The boy Kano Litol Kudusho de Maim Yoda. The Kohen is required to have his hands washed from the Levi, who's called Kodesh. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vikidash to es Halvim, Levim are called Kodesh. Ha'in and Kaddishin, they're Kodesh. Uksiv vohu Levim, and it's also written about the Levim, V'gamis ha'chechom ha'telivi v'goymeh. The Levi are like part of the Shevet of the Kohanim. Shevet of Yichoklam. Mikan, from here. To call Kohen de Paris Yodoi, any Kohen who's going to Duchen, every Kohen, boil is Kadsha alidei de Kaddisho. He's got to be Mekadish his hands through the Kodesh, the Levi, Litosef Kedusha al Kedushose, to add Kedusha to his Kedusha. Therefore, he shouldn't have his hands washed by anybody else. Don't have a kaddish who's not a kaddish. That's what Zohar Kaddish says. So, as everybody knows, if there's no Levi, we do have a first reserve called a kohen. That's from the Maharil. The Maharil says, if there's no Levi, then a bechor peter rechem. If there's a bechor of his father but not his mother, doesn't qualify. Has to be Becher Peterechem, because says the Maharil, he also has Kedusha. Torah ascribes to him a certain Kedusha, and therefore he is next in line. But that's not mentioned in the Zohar Kadosh, interestingly, but that is taken on Minag based on the Maharil, which is good enough for us, certainly. Let's carry on, see what else the Zohar has to say, and then we'll discuss it a little bit more, Mi Yitzhashim. V'tznius lo de safra tono. In Sefer Tznius, it says, Levi dis kadish kan ol yedoi. The Levi, through whom the Kohen has Kedushas Yodaim, boy who is Kadsha Bakadmiso, he has to wash his hands first. The Levi should wash his hands before he goes to wash the hands of the Kohen. But my Levi, and why? So that's one point, which Halacha Lemaisa, we are not Noig. We'll come to that, Mitzvah. Yeah, okay, we'll come to that, all that. But my Levi. Now, the Zohar Kodesh says, why? Davka the Levi, v'yiskadish yolod dekan achra. Why not let another Kohen wash his hands? That'd be a nice idea, it'd be easier. Or keep it in, jobs for the boys, you know, whatever, it'd be a nice idea. Says the Zohar Kodesh, no. Tono Kohen achra boy, another Kohen shouldn't do it. Doha Kohen delo shlim, because there can be a case of a Kohen who's not sholim, maybe have a pagam, maybe a cholol, somebody who's not, he is a Kohen, by birth, but he can't be Olei Leduchen for some technical reason. Lo boy ha'kanu shlim. So we don't need a Kohen who's not Sholem, lispagam alidei pagimo delo Sholem. That the Kohen who is Sholem, who's going to Duchen, shouldn't have its Kedusha, as it were, disturbed by having his hands washed by another Kohen who maybe is not Sholem. because by Kohanim there is such a possibility of a Kohen who's got a problem. Avo Levi, Levi, either Levi or not. There's no Levi Cholol. There's no problem Mumin in Leviim. Avo Levi di Sholim, Levi is Sholim. Dischazi lesalka leduchen. Levi can always go up to the Duchen in the Beis Hamikdash. Lemiflach Mishkan Zamlon to the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Ho Sholim, who he's Sholim. For Ikri Kodesh, and as we've said, it's called Kodesh, and so on. And therefore, it's Davka, a Levi, who should wash the hands of a Kohen, not another Kohen. And if there's nobody there, no Levi, no Becho, we know the Kohen washes his own hands. Okay. So this is the Makur for the fact that Leviim wash the hands of Kohanim. It's not just a Zecha Lemikdosh, it's far more than that. The Zohar Kodesh says it's to be Moisif Kedusha to the Kohanim. And just on Shabbos, I was talking to somebody about this, and turns out he's a Levi. And I asked him, as I asked people, you know, do you know why you wash the hands of the Kohen? So he said, the same as everybody, and the Beis HaMikdash. He said, yeah, that's the point. And I told him what the Zohar Kodesh says, the Beis Yosef quotes this, and he says, it's just such a different idea, and it will, Mietz Hashem will make such a difference next time he goes to do his job to wash the hands of the Kohen. He understands more what he's doing. This is what we said before. These halachas, these inyonim, there's so much underlying them. We've just got to start digging into them to uncover the treasures. Okay, now, number 10, interesting point. The Prisha on the Torah says, quotes this, V'yitol yodav chulu, Pirush afilim not al kvash achris. First of all, he says, like Rashi, even if he's already washed his hands in the morning, there's a special chiyuv to wash his hands again, which we now understand very well from the Beis Yosef, quoting the Zohar Kodosh, why there's a special inyan for the Kohen to have his hands washed now by the Levi. Interestingly, it seems that the Rambam must have either not known this Zohar, or not decided not, it didn't come into his psak halacha, because the Rambam says if his hands are clean, he doesn't have to wash them again. Interesting point. I don't know the technicalities of these things, if the Rambam did have the Zohar, if he quotes the Zohar, it doesn't.
I think the Zohar was only discovered later.
The Zohar was discovered later after the Rambam. Okay, that would fit very well. Thank you. So the preacher quotes everything that we've already said, but the point he makes at the end is on the first paragraph, the fourth line, the last word. It says, "Nimtza shebemiktzas osim kazohar, vemiktzas lo naginon kavosei." We do partly like the Zohar, that the Leviim wash the hands of the Kohanim, but part we don't do, because the Zohar also said the Leviim themselves should wash their hands before washing the Kohanim. That we don't do. Paskan halacha, we're not noeg to do that. But it is mentioned in Halacha that if the Levim are aware that their hands are no longer Toher, they should certainly wash their hands beforehand. And that brings us finally, having done all the preparation work, to the actual Halacha Lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berura. It's on page 3 and page 4. We've got a printout of the relevant pages. So we have about 7 minutes left just to have a quick look, Be'ezus Hashem. It's Se'if Vov, it's on page 3, Se'if Vov, and the top there, Hilchos Nesis Kapayim, the third line. Afal Pisha Notla Kahanim Yedem Shacharis, even though the Kahanim have washed their hands already earlier in the morning, Chosim Menotim Yedehim Adar Perek, they should wash again, right? This is like Rashi, Shuchibo Hayod Vazra to the wrist. V'halevi yotzek maim alideihem, and the Levi pours water on their hands. V'koidem, says Mechaber, v'koidem lochein yitol halevi yodov. The Levi should wash his hands, that's like the Zohar HaKadosh. But says the Ramah, v'lo nogu halevim litol yedeihem techilo. The Levim are not noeg to wash their hands first. Rak somchal natiloson shachris, they're somich on the fact they wash their hands in the morning, and they're still okay. Okay, so back again to page 3, let's look at some Mishnah Berura here. Mishnah Berura is Sif Cotton Yud Tes, which is roughly halfway through the very wide lines of Mishnah Berura. Afa pishenotal yodov, or notlu yedehim. Ikan atilo asmechura bonon akroi. See, once you've done all the groundwork for it. You've looked at the Gemaras, you've looked at Roshonim. Then when you come to Mishnah Berurah, it just falls into place so nicely. So he says, Ikan Atila, Asmechu Rabbonon, Akroi Rabbonon, that's Rabbi Shua ben Levi, then the Gemara in Sota we quoted, they connect it to the Posuk, Shenema, Sudechen Kodesh, Uvorcho Es Hashem, Koloma. Says in Mishnah Berurah, he translates the Posuk for us. Keshetisu Yudechem, when you're going to raise your hands for Nasias Kapayim, for Duchening, Kadeshu Oison Bitchilo, be Mekadesh them first, Vainu Natilo, meaning washing, Vachakach, and after that, Borachu Es Birchas Hashem, give the Brocha of Hashem. That's how he translates the Pasuk. Sidechen Kodesh, Vorchu Es Hashem, means give the Brocha of Hashem, Vahi Birchas Kahanim. Vanatilo Tzicho Liyos B'mayim Davka, it has to be with water, Vlo Moel Kam Midi Demenaki, Kamo B'Tfilo V'Simon Tzadi Beis. We know that for tefillah, a person should wash their hands, but if there's no water available, you can wipe your hands on anything which would have some sort of cleaning effect. But for duchening, it requires davka water. Pasuk ha-mechabed, afapish not al yodov shacharis, and the mechabed paskens, like we saw Rashi says, even though he's washed his hand in the morning, yachzav yekadesh osom kodim nesias kapayim, he should wash them again before duchening. The kra tekef likadusho brocho mashma. The pasuk which the Gemara uses, he learns like Rashi, it implies that immediately prior to duchening, you have to wash your hands. Chozim v'notlim, so even though they wash their hands already early, they wash again before duchening. V'im ein lo mayim, what happens if there's no water available? Kosov achrein, the achreinim write to nuchal ismach hashitas Rambam. Shas adchak, for sure we can rely on the Rambam. The svirelei, the yotzi bin atilas yadayim shenotar shacharis, that he can rely on the his yotzi with an atilas yadayim that he did earlier in the morning. Kol shelo hisiach dato, as long as there was no hesech adas, that he knows his hands are still okay. V'yodeh shelo noga b'mokum etunof, he knows he hasn't touched anywhere that would make his hands unclean. Ata perik, chof aleph Mishnah Berurah ata perik, ke koin hamakadish yodov la'avoda. Like koin be makadish his hands for the avoda. That's Rambam. Val kein kos v'achroinim de'efshad de'bo'inon davka natila mikli v'kach gavro. It should be from a kli with kach gavro. V'shalayu mishtanim amayim mibriyoson. The water should look like water, shouldn't look like anything else. V'yakol poin revius mayim, it should be a revius of water. Okay, like the dinim and natilas yadayim. Chof beis v'alevi yotzek mayim. Kashen Levi Yotzek Bechor Peter Rechem, a Bechor Peter Rechem would do the washing. Du Gam Ken Kodosh Katsas, it's also a little bit Kodosh, not the same as a Levi, but it's called Kodosh. That, as I said, that's the Maharil. Vimein Gam Bechor, Tov Shiyotel HaKoin, but Atzmo, he should wash his own hands, Meshiyotik Yisrael Ado, rather than anybody else do it. Vavsha Levi, now we come to another point, very interesting point in the last few minutes. What happens if the Levi is a Talmud Chacham and the Kohen is an Amoretz? Generally speaking, a Talmud Chacham is called a Bizoyin for his Torah to be Meshamish and Amoretz, tarnished. Ad Kadei Kach, the Pri Chodosh says, Chayiv Misa. That's how serious it is. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vavsha Levi Talmud Chacham, Vakoin Amoretz, in such a case, Yesh Lahachmir. He should be machmir. What does it mean, be machmir? He should be machmir to anyway wash the hands of the Kohen, even though normally he wouldn't. He should be machmir to do it here. And we can understand, if we bear in mind the Zohar HaKadosh, how important it is that a Levi should wash the hands of the Kohen to be Moisif Kedusha. That puts it a bit more into context for us as well. V'kol shekenim yesh Kohen echod. How much more so, if there's one Kohen amongst them, Talmud Chochom, he's a Talmud Chochom, amongst the other Kohen, maybe not Talmud Chochomim, Matzil es kulom, he's Matzil all of them, the Levi Talmud Chochom can wash them all, not differentiate. M'chuv litzok af al amoretz, he's got to wash everybody then. Couldn't you imagine the preparation for Nesias Kapayim, Lavarechas Amo Yisrael, Ba'ahavo, and comes along this Levi, says, I'm not washing your hands, you're an Amoretz. It's toignished, it's completely the wrong idea. Yes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says Ani Avorachem, so he's maskim to the Brocha, and as we saw, the Rambam says, even if the Kohen is not such a medaktik, but Torah mitzvahs, Afal Pekin, Kodesh Baruch Hu says he should give the Brocha of Ani Avorachem. Yes, that's right. So that shows the relevance of Talmud Chacham doing. We see it's machlokes, but the Mishnah Berurah passes very clearly it's the correct thing to do. Because of Mogim Boim, Dekein Iker Ein Shom Talmud. There's reason. Okay, so just by Derech Agav in the Piskei Teshuvos discusses this at quite some length, and he brings various opinions. He says nowadays it's many say that we don't have someone who qualifies as a true Am Haaretz, and we don't have people who qualify as a Talmud Chochom for these kind of dinim either. So in both ways we're okay, we don't have to worry about it. Okay. V'lo Nogu, the Ramos says, although Mechabe says the Levim should wash their hands first like the Zohar Kodosh, Ramos says Lo Nogu, we're not knowing to do that. But the Mesiach Levim Datom, if the Levim were Mesiach Das from the hands and they don't know that they're Tohar anymore, then Tov Sheyitlu Yadehem Mikoidem, it would be good they should wash their hands first. Mikol Shekein Hechod Nogu Begufon, Kol Shekein, where they touch somewhere where they shouldn't have touched, their hands become Tomei. For sure, it's good that the Levim should wash his hands first, that they should become Kodesh, they should bring Kedusha and increase Kedusha to Kahanim and increase Kedusha to Klal Yisrael. Thank you very much.
The word Duchman is a little bit mistranslated amongst the Olam. The Duchman means a platform. Mm.